WHM monitoring. KO4 HKX, give me just a second, I'll be right back. For HKX, mobile.
WHM, stationary. How are you, Patrick?
I'm doing pretty good. Feel like I'm running in circles, but I'm trying to get something done.
What kind of circle are you getting movement? May not be getting anywhere fast, but you're getting there.
Hey, you working from home?
Intermittently. I've had Zoom calls off and on all day, and got one more coming up at 4 o'clock. We're doing a website hosting change, and I just got to dial into a conference bridge and listen to the folks talk about it, make sure it switches over correctly.
Be on radio this time of day.
Yeah, this is normal, and basically, the reason I'm at home today is I got up on time, and I made the mistake of sitting on the bed after I got ready, and next thing I knew, an hour had went by. So that threw me behind. So I rushed out, got about 30 miles from the house, decided to put some gas in the car because it was about out, realized I'd left my phone and my wallet at home. So I just turned around and come home.
You're just better off that way.
It's one of those days where I just couldn't get my crap together. And I usually say something other than crap, but on the radio, I'll be nice.
I understand. I left the house one day and got all the way down here and forgot my computer that runs my business. So I had to turn around and go back and get it. And I'm like, you know, it'll be lunchtime before I get back down here.
Yeah, and you wonder what's the point sometimes when you do that. But I don't know. Like I said, some days it's just better off just to reboot and start over.
When you have the luxury of being able to do your Zoom calls and stuff from home, and that makes things a little easier.
UGA, they don't pay for my internet, but they provide me a computer and two nice big old monitors and camera and everything, and I've had it since before COVID, and it works out well. I can get into everything from home just like I'm sitting in my office. So only difference is people don't come down the hall and aggravate me.
A thing or a bad thing?
Thing, because they come down the hall and they'll ask, you know, I had this happen, or this is going on, or I need help, or, you know, and I don't mind helping them, don't get me wrong, but most of the time, the questions they have, if they just think about it a minute, they could fix it themselves. But because I'm in the admin building, the admin staff, I'm sort of their personal tech support.
I know how you feel there. One last job I had, I was shop foreman, and it's like nobody would try and figure it out themselves. They just wanted you to tell them how to do it.
Pretty much. But I will say for the rest of my IT staff, now they're good. They actually look at me funny when I come around. They're like, is something wrong? Something going on? I'm like, no, I'm just out saying hello and, you know, being seen. Because they do a good job. I can't brag on them enough.
But it makes your job a little easier then, I'm sure.
I've been where I had to be in the weeds, been out of the weeds, fixing to get back in the weeds, so it's all good to me. It doesn't matter. They pay me the same thing one way or the other.
This guy I work for, he's something else. He's all the time wanting more. Comment.
AI4DTY. Yeah, Patrick has a tough boss. I feel bad for you.
Pretty hard to get along with sometimes.
Yeah, them every day is what makes it so bad. Every time you get up and get ready to brush your teeth, there he is.
Yep, I know it. I just can't get away from him. You're trying to get in. I can't pick you up. I'm not receiving you.
And now?
Roger that.
Patrick, we feel bad for him.
He does.
I don't feel sorry for him. I know his boss. He seems like a pretty good guy to me.
Moments, that's for sure. But guys, I'm going to have to hop off here. I'm at my next stop. So it was good talking to both of you, Daniel and Bill. Have a good afternoon until I catch you again. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your finals.
Patrick, we'll catch you down the line in 4WHM. Be safe.
It was nice to jump in on the call, even at the end. KI4DTY.
W4MKH, monitoring.
KH, how you doing? KD2BNG.
KD2NG, is that what it was? I missed part of it. Echolink's kind of acting up on me today.
Echolink thing again. Kilo Delta 2 Bravo November Golf. Name's Glenn.
All right, I got Kilo Delta 2 Bravo November Golf that time, and the name is Glenn. Okay, this is W4MKH Marshall, and I'm in Jacksonville, Florida. So it's kind of hot out there today. Don't look like it's going to rain. What's it like in the Greenville area this afternoon?
Not everywhere today. It was cooler this morning, maybe almost down into the 70s. Yeah, now it's like in the mid-80s. A bit more cloudy, no rain, and generally not bad.
80s up there, it's not as hot for me as it is for you, not with all the humidity and everything we're used to down here. I know last time we was up that way, everybody's complaining about being hot, and I thought, man, this feels good compared to what I'm used to. So what are you doing today?
Turns to run, then I got to get home. The neighbor's dog keeps crawling under my crawl space, and this time she got trapped down there. So, and it's funny, I don't see the neighbors coming over and saying, you know, where's the dog? So I guess I gotta rescue the poor thing and let it loose.
That is one way to approach it. If you like the dog, I'd rescue the dog and claim it as mine. It was stuck underneath my crawl space. But, you know, maybe good for neighbor relations there.
Dog, if it's the one I think it is, it's about a two to three-year-old German Shepherd. Those are big, powerful dogs, and they eat a lot. And, you know, I'm nervous around dogs anyway. She's not a dangerous dog. You know, she'll jump up on you and lick your face, which is a little unnerving. But... you know, I'm going to tell the neighbors, you know, why, for one thing, she's been down there since maybe Sunday or Monday. You don't come looking for your dog. They don't take care of it. They ignore it. I don't know what the problem is.
Yeah, we had something like that here once with neighbors across the cul-de-sac. They had a golden retriever puppy that used to wander around in the neighborhood. She'd get out, she'd get in the lake behind the house and all muddy and dirty. They were off at work, and I worked from home, so I'd rescue her out of there and keep her here until they got home. Finally, I took her back one time to them, if y'all don't want this dog, our dog just died, we'll take her. They said, no, we want her. But about a week and a half later, we got a call, or my daughter did, because she knows... they went to school together, her and the kid over there. Said, if y'all want Sadie, you can have her. She turned out to be one of the best dogs we ever had. We had to put her down in August of last year, though. But if you're nervous around dogs, it may not be a good choice for you.
around them or I'm afraid of them. It's just, you know, I don't cotton up to them. And maybe a little dog, like a Jack Russell. Something where if we got into a fight, I could kick its ass. A German Shepherd is kind of a lot of dog, and they're very powerful. And right now, it's down in the crawl space trying to break out of there. So before it damages something, I got to get down there and try to get it. What happens is they have it on that chain, and she gets out of the yard with the chain still attached. And the chain picks up all kinds of debris and probably is caught on something in the crawl space. So before things start getting broken, I got to let her out of there anyway.
W4MKH4ID. Yeah, I understand that. Don't want her tearing something up down there. She's probably kind of hungry by now if she's been down there since Sunday or Monday. Some months ago. Oh, if you're not that great with dogs, I can overnight you a cat if you want one.
Would you like one? Would you like six? No, cats I mostly get along with. And there seem to be about at least six of them there now.
You're worse than me then. My daughter had moved out, got a cat, moved in with another roommate who's allergic to cats, so we inherited a cat. My son's dog is here because he lives at home, and then I've got my daughter's dog for the next, I guess, till Monday or Tuesday, you know, because she's away at college for her own campus part this week, leaves tomorrow, so she stays with us. So we got more pets in this house almost than we got people.
Show up. You know, I don't get them from breeders. I don't even adopt them out of the pound. They just sort of show up. I'll go out one day and, oh, look, another cat.
Did I lose you there, Glenn?
Lose me. I think I lost you for a bit. Yeah, I was just saying, you know, cats are the only companion animal you don't have to seek out. They always seem to find you. But, yeah, that's what I got to do now is go down there and try to get the dog.
I wish you good luck with that. I'm going to back on out of here and let you get home and deal with that. I've got to figure out why Echo Link is not working like it should. It complains about port 5198 and 5199 on the router not being forwarded. So that may be causing it to act up sometimes. So I'm going to have to check that down and see how to get that set up. So I'll say 73 to you. It was good to know you, or meet you, and we'll catch you somewhere later on, all right? Back to you.
Have to open up ports on the router? I don't know. See, there's port forwarding and there's port triggering. It can open up a port as it's needed. I didn't know it explicitly had to do that. Anyway, I'll let you go deal with that problem, and I'm going to take a break here a minute and then head on home. And there's a net on this 2100 every night. There's a net if you ever come by. But anyway, I'll talk to you later. K82BNG, I'll be clear.